From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. And before we go any further, I have to say thank you for setting this show up to post on my birthday. Thank you.
When is your birthday?
September 13th.
Oh, so happy thank you birthday, Felix.
Thank you for this.
35 years old.
Thank you very much. I am proud of my 54 years.
Felix, do you think that a project between Mexicans and Argentines could ever work?
Let's see. I think so.
I think, you know.
We've got something going here.
Well, I brought Cumbia Queers to start us off. It's a Mexican-Argentine band.
Una excusa para no cumplir lo que prometes. Apenado y afligido, llama así, dices que te arrepientes. Tú me dices que me amas, que lo nuestro es para siempre. Mientes. Con patrañas, con regalos, con cartitas, quieres convencerme. Dices que lo sientes.
It's hard not to know what they're doing when it's in their name, the Cumbia Queers. Tell us about the band. I know they're favorites of yours.
Cumbia Queers are two different punk rock strains. They're a punk rocker from Mexico is the lead singer.
Awesome.
And these punk rock legends from Argentina, the She Devils.
Awesome.
And I guess they were chilling, just talking and in Buenos Aires one time, and they were talking about cumbia, and they were like, yeah, we should just do a cumbia project together. And that's how Cumbia Queers was born. And they're very LGBT friendly, and you know, Cumbia Queers, it's in the name.
Sure.
And
sure.
They really appropriate, like they poke fun of that image, like, you know, they sing to women. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about Chavela Vargas moment.
Sure.
They sing to women, and in their videos they feature, like, you know, girls, and they say stuff like, I just want to be an island with... They did a remake of La Isla Bonita by Madonna.
Madonna. See, even I know that one.
But, you know, they're just saying kind of like, I want to be on an island for, full of hot girls. You know, and it's an all-girl band.
Sure, sure.
So it's kind of cool that they could take this genre that is such a macho, you know, macho Latino genre, and sing, you know, with LGBT themes.
Mentiras que decías y otra vez me mientes. Dices que lo sientes. Pero sé que mientes. Y yo no voy a soportar una mentira más. No voy a soportarte una mentira más. No voy a soportar una mentira más. No voy a soportarte una mentira más. Yo no voy a soportarte una mentira más. No voy a soportar una mentira más. No voy a soportarte una mentira más. No voy a soportar una mentira más.
Well, we've talked a lot about cumbia throughout Latin America.
Right.
And in Argentina, there's a type of cumbia called cumbia villera, which really exploded in the 90s. Villas de emergencia in Argentina are like shanty towns or favelas. And this was the music of the shanty towns, this type of cumbia, which is very synth heavy. And, you know, what was happening in the 90s in Argentina is that the economy was slowly in the late 90s spiraling out of control. It eventually just bottomed out in 2001. And so you had a lot of destitution and extreme poverty. And also in the 90s was a time of humongous immigration influx into Argentina from Peru, from Bolivia. And Peruvians and Bolivians brought their own music, their cumbia. I mean, I grew up in a neighborhood with a lot of Bolivians and Peruvians who were listening to cumbia all the time.
Wow.
It sounds cheesy, but it's weird. It's kind of like an equivalent of gangster rap. I mean, all of a sudden,
Sure. This
music was talking about poverty, about living in a very poor neighborhood, about crime, about drugs. It was also a lot, you know, a lot like rap. It was also kind of annoying sometimes with the machismo in it, you know, because it was like, you know, all the babes dancing in their bikinis, yeah, and all, you know, male fantasies, and pretty degrading to women
because they were making all the music.
Yeah, it was like it was for dudes. And cumbia queers really appropriated that sexism and kind of wears it and makes fun of it.
I like all forms of cumbia. And this one, I like the slower cumbia. I like the funky cumbia. I like it all.
Next up, you brought Bangdata. And you play a lot of Bangdata. You really love these dudes. What's up with that?
Well, you know, it's because they are very prolific. They had their first album out a few years ago. Not too long ago, we played something from their EP. Now they have a full release, and I brought in the track Veneno.
Poison.
Oy. Yo siento temblor y qué voy a hacer. Yo solo quiero, quiero amanecer. World full of love, what you gonna do? Wanna see the day, I'm telling you. Soldier, yo soy un hombre que pelea por la cosa que yo quiero ver. Va por todo lado, brindo un trago. Game, recognize, game, dame un abrazo. Supercharged cumbia.
Yeah.
These guys, and here's why I like them. They're from Oakland. They're from the East Bay, so they got that East Bay swagger to them. They mix in all these different traditions, and it's always interesting. It's led by their producer, the drummer Juan Manuel Caipo, and the vocalist, who goes by the name of MC Deuce Eclipse. So, as you can hear, they're doing English, they're doing Spanish. They've got an updated sound. Juan Manuel has got very big ears, like we say, and he incorporates all these different things, all these different elements, and all these different sounds into their thing. I saw them at South by Southwest. I saw them 3 times at South by Southwest, and every time, it was a bigger venue, a smaller venue, their whole thing is about dancing, man. They bring all these people out, and everybody just rocks the house.
It definitely has a very laid-back, like, festive California feel right?
Yeah, and I, you know, we find bands that we like, and we just keep waiting for new stuff from them, and this is new from Bangdata.
Nice.
Okay, now we're going to fight over who introduces the next song because we both
this
love...
This is Gecko Jones.
Okay. Oh!
This is from his new mixtape.
What's wrong,
the
man?
Que Cojones mixtape.
Can you say that?
I mean...
You just did. Let's hear
it. I just did. Yeah, Que Cojones.
You know, it really helps to have traveled there and to be able to detect all the layers of sound on this thing. I can hear those alegre drums, those hand drums that look like African djembes.
And in addition to the drums, it's all about also the flutes in this track. This is a mixtape, so it's several different tracks. What we just listened to is Los Gaiteros de San Jacinto, and it's called Fuego de Cumbia, or Fire of Cumbia. Cumbia fire. And it's a Tumi remix. But the gaita is that flute that you're hearing, is the gaita, and it's an indigenous instrument that originated in the Caribbean coast of Colombia. And it's used in a lot of different styles of music, porro, merengue, chande, cumbia. It's like a long, the stem of a type of cactus. And at one tip of the stem, it has a head made of beeswax and charcoal. This is the old gaita,
sure.
Like the traditional. And the mouthpiece is a quill made of the feather of a very large bird. Gaita in Spanish originally meant bagpipes, because in northern Spain, they play the bagpipes.
Mm.
And I guess when the Spanish went to Latin America, they were like, well, I guess that's kind of a gaita.
Right. Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
Has a different name in indigenous languages.
And to bring it back to Gecko Jones, I mean, the guy, we just said, we're just such big fans, and he's always so creative. And it is like an anthropological expedition, a musical anthropological expedition, listening to his music, because he's very studied on all this stuff. And then ultimately, the bottom line, it rocks, man. He just grooves hard.
Uh-oh. We're no longer in Colombia, Felix.
Where are we, in Technoland?
We're at a techno club in northern Brazil. Why are you moping around?
No, I'm going to listen. I'm going to see where it takes us. As long as it doesn't get too 80s, all right?
Promise? Impossible.
Oh.
This is a movement often referred to as tecnobrega, or cheesy techno, and it originates in northern Brazil, and its whole thing is that it bases itself on remixing and reworking pop sounds from the 80s. This is Banda Hugo. It's a trio with David Sabag, Mateus Carrillo, and Candy Mel, and this is the song Cavalo de Fuego, Horse of Fire.
Você não quer, tem quem queira, quem queira. A fila anda mais e...
Any idea, like, how popular a band like this is, and that they're part of a movement?
Very. You know, we've been talking a lot about the movement of Tropicalia.
Sure.
And of cultural cannibalism, and of taking different elements of different cultures and then Brazilian elements and making it into something yours and unique. And I think their whole aesthetic, like, they dress kind of like goofy and sexy and very colorful. The lead singer is this very bodacious transsexual woman, and yeah, I think that's like it comes off as very Brazilian pop to me. But maybe I grew up next to Brazil.
That could be it.
I recognize Brazilian pop when I see it. And this is actually very popular. One of the things that we discussed when we were in Colombia is that Colombia is such a huge music market that a lot of times Colombian artists don't have to invest money to go and be popular abroad because they already have what they need market-wise in the Colombian country. And it's expensive to hire a PR team and managers so that they can go abroad.
Sure.
And if that's the case for Colombia, imagine Brazil.
That's huge.
Brazil is a planet unto itself. I mean, when I was there last, it was the first time I was really, I mean, I've been to the border and stuff, but it was the first time I was deep in Brazil. And I was just amazed by how much of a planet, of a world of its own it is. And a lot of the musicians are insanely popular in Brazil and maybe in neighboring Argentina or Peru, you know, they're not known.
Sure.
Maybe we should go to Brazil next.
Let's go. Right now, we gotta finish this show.
Okay. All right. So, I have a confession to make. There's been a Christmas miracle has happened. I sat with this for a long time, Felix, and it, you know, the guilt was just. I thought, well, I'm not going to tell him because then he's going to feel like really cocky. But I just think I have to tell you.
What?
I like a banda song.
Oh my God.
It was, at first I was like, no, but it can't be. What? And you know, then
an aversion. You have such a dislike for it.
So would you say maybe in the same way that you're slowly getting to like 80s stuff?
Huh, interesting.
Maybe, because all of a sudden I was like listening to this banda song as I jogged and I was like, oh my God, Felix is going to find out.
All right, let's hear the song so people can get in on what we're talking about and what banda music sounds like.
This is Roberto Jr., Le Quito Lo Fresa.
Güey, ¿viste? Se dejó venir el rancho.
¡Ay, patoro!
Oh my gosh. Really? You dig this?
You're okay. Are you kidding me?
No, because
you've been talking to me about how great banda is.
That's what I'm saying. It's because I like it. I like this stuff. You have, like, you would leave the room
What's
if I even brought it up.
What's happening to me?
I think you're.
Make it stop.
Yo le pongo la crema. Puede decirme naco que soy un corriente ranchero atrevido, pero esa morita la jalo conmigo y estando en la cama no dirá lo mismo. Y al subirme a su cuerpo y morderle la boca haré que se ponga salvaje y loca. Yo sé que le encanta la cosa traviesa y estando en la cama le quito lo fresa.
O sea, naco yo, ranchero no.
This music is kind of a combination. It's a modern adaptation of the tradition of having a brass band in the middle of the plaza, in the middle of the town. If you listen closely, you hear the over-exaggerated bass part. That's the tuba part. You know, they have these drums, like a snare and these other drums called taroles that they use. And what these bands coming out of northern Mexico are doing now is they're mixing it up with electronica. Maybe you're attracted to the electronica part of it.
I think it's making it translatable for me. And all jokes aside, I want to let our audience know I have mad respect for Felix's music and for banda and ranchera. It's just something that we joke in that it's like another language. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand it. In the same way that Felix doesn't understand some of the kind of synth pop stuff that
right.
I bring. I mean, but I totally respect it. I just think it's funny, like, how into this song I am.
Wow, no kidding. I never would have guessed this one. There's also something else in there. I hear accordion.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No,
banda,
you've created a monster.
Oh my gosh.
¿Te acomodas o te acomodo?
Puede decirme naco que soy un corriente ranchero atrevido, pero esa morita la jalo conmigo y estando en la cama no dirá lo mismo. Y al subirme a su cuerpo y morderle la boca haré que se ponga salvaje y loca. Yo sé que le encanta la cosa traviesa y estando en la cama le quito lo fresa.
Okay, bye.
You should see some of these videos, these banda videos. I mean, they're like hip-hop videos.
Are they still wearing the hats and the boots?
Yeah,
and...
but the tubas have like lights on them.
Oh my gosh, I gotta check them out.
It's, you know, they have all these like blinged out accordions. It's really something. Watch, now I'm gonna become a banda expert. But let's talk also a little bit about some of the sociological stuff that's happening in this song. Because le quito lo fresa, I mean, fresa is... a very high class, a snooty, usually white Mexican person, right?
Yeah, it's sort of a derogatory term.
Right, and so the song starts off with this girl that's like, ay, se vino el rancho. And it's...
and that means, oh my God, they're from the country.
Yeah, and the whole thing is him telling this girl, like, I'm going to bring you down a few levels and make you my girlfriend. And, you know, he has a line in there saying, like, naco yo... ranchero nomás. How would you translate that? Naco is a slur as well. Naco is someone classless.
Yeah, it's like a low class. Like low class, me, I'm from the...
ranchero.
I'm from the country, man. I'm from the rancho.
And I guess, you know, I was telling you about the beginning of this song, the whole, when the girl is like, oye, se vino el rancho. And it reminded me of Sir Mix-a-Lot's... that song, he likes big butts.
Oh, yeah.
And in the beginning, there's this really snooty girl who's like, oh my God, Becky, look at those girls. Their butts are huge. It's that same vibe, you know? It's like it's a playing on class,
sure.
Class issues. And this guy is Roberto Perez Lizárraga. Roberto Jr., as he's called. And he does banda. He's from Mesillas, Sinaloa. And he always wanted to be a banda singer. He used to be a truck driver in Sinaloa for delivery trucks. I guess now we're going to cool off a little. We have some more melancholy, quiet stuff. You brought a track that is just... I tried to listen to it, and I was like, what is this?
I'm going to play the music first. I'm going to introduce it. The name of the song is He. The group is Mar Otra Vez. And it's from an interesting source, and I'll tell you about it as soon as we hear a little bit of the music.
El siguiente somos nosotros, o el niño cuando lance su paja. He olvidado, he indagado, miento no, he olvidado, no.
If it sounds a little outside, a little weird, it's because it's from a reissue called Tensión, Spanish Experimental Underground, between 1980 and 1985. It's a compilation of underground music, of experimental bands, and you got to put it in the proper context. They were under Franco from 1936 to 1975, brutal dictatorship, and not only just the violence, but also culturally, he didn't let anything in. He wanted the culture to stay the same. So the culture didn't really grow. After he died in 1975, there was like this cultural renaissance.
Yeah.
Of every facet of art, of literature, of
Pedro
music.
Almodovar.
Everybody, they were reborn. Jazz musicians, classical musicians, flamenco, a lot of stuff started developing. There were a group of musicians in Spain, mostly in Barcelona and Madrid, who were turned on to experimental music going on here in the United States. And they were listening to stuff like punk, industrial, stuff called dark wave, mutant funk. I mean, it was all experimental stuff, as you can hear with the crazy vocals and all that. And this band was a group of musicians who were following this stuff and just fell in love with it. They were listening to music coming from New York, Berlin, places like that, where the underground scene is already well developed. These guys just fell into it and just added their own thing to it.
It's, thanks for bringing this.
Oh, and the whole album, the compilation, it was impossible to choose one track because there's just plain noise. So that's part of the experimental thing. There's industrial, there's like noises, there's synthesizer blips, there's guitar feedback. It's a fascinating record. I really like this record from Vampy Soul, Moonster Records.
Your favorite label ever.
Coming through, man. So we're in a cool, chill-out mood, albeit a little strange. But we got one more to chill out.
I have a love song, Felix.
How are we going to follow this?
Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Okay.
No, let's go back to Mexico. This is Leon Larregui, the leader of the band Zoé. Zoé is an enormous band in Mexico and in Latin America. I mean, they're huge. And Larregui decided to do a solo album, which he released recently. It's called Solstice. And this is the first single, Como Tú, Magic Music Box, or Like You, Magic Music Box. And I don't know, I'm usually not into this type of music, but I just think it's a very beautiful, it's a sensation of the peace that comes with falling in love. And saying, I'm so lucky to have this feeling right now.
Y a mí me gustan como tú, rebeldes y obstinadas, con ese gran mundo celestial de nubes en los pies, misteriosas como el mar. Me gusta el tiempo de tu swing, me gusta cómo bailas, elegante, tan sensual, vampira natural, te vuelves una con la noche. No robas el corazón, secuestraste la razón, en ese Magic Music Box, y lo haces rodar y rodar.
This has been one of those shows where it just makes me so excited about the variety of styles of music. They're playing something like this after that experimental stuff from Spain from the 80s. And to my ears, it works.
Do you like this?
I don't know that I completely like it, but I just like the fact that it's there and that there are so many different styles and musicians are finding so many different ways to express themselves.
Y el sonido de tu voz, la luz de tu mirada, elegante, ultra sensual, vampira natural, te vuelves una por la noche.
I want to remind our listeners that you can listen to every single song we've played on today's show in its entirety on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can also check us out, every song we've played on the show, 24/7, on Alt Latino Radio. That's npr.org/altlatinoradio.
I'm Jasmine Garth.
And I'm Felix Contreras. This has been a very eclectic Alt Latino. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.